The Harry Potter rage and a growing number of young people involved in Wicca testify that paganism is becoming increasingly popular in America. One of the ways pagans appeal to the community for sympathy is by claiming to be a persecuted minority. Some claim that 9 million witches were killed by Christians during the Dark Ages. But here are the facts. First, honest pagans admit this number was fabricated by including the martyrdom of millions of Anabaptist Christians. Historians place the number between 40,000 and 100,000, and that's certainly a travesty. Which brings us to fact number two. The Christians who committed these atrocities were themselves a paganized version of Christianity. Anabaptists never participated in this outrageous behavior. Now for fact number three. Pagans failed to mention that it was pagans who persecuted the Christians, nailing them to crosses by the thousands and feeding them to the lions, for example. Just thought you'd like to know the facts. Courtesy of Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bettoravia Road in Santa Maria. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur and a spokesperson for God. It is time for your brain massage, preparing us for battle with the little pillars that surround us today. Well, let us see. What about Obama deciding how much the executives ought to be paid? Oh, Riley, you're not thinking this through. First, though, by the way, I'm assuming you know what I'm talking about. Of course you do. Everybody has been talking about it. Some banks and the other companies, mostly financial ones, have taken huge bailout loans from the government. And the Communist Party is howling about these companies paying huge bonuses to their top executives. Now, I understand Obama has ordered their salaries to be cut by something, what, like 90%? Oh, a little god he thinks he is. Now, I think that whole bailout business was bad news. I knew what would happen. So did everyone else with sense. The government would start running the private or public businesses of these companies, and then we'd really get into a mess. The stockholders of those publicly owned companies ought to do something about the problem of overpaying these execs. Not the government, anyway. Now the communist cabinet of Obama, which today, by the way, includes CNN, ABC, MSNBC, along with AP, and all the czars out there, ganging up on the fat cat corporations. And I'm telling you a little secret here. I don't think anybody else is paying attention to. This is a con, friends. That's a trap. They're baiting you. Now, look, Obama is not going to hurt his pals. You could bet he'll use this gimmick to get yet more control of the economy. Oh, yeah, that's part of his plan to change America. You know, that's part of the hope and change you voted for. You know, to change us into a communist dictatorship. You think I'm kidding? You think I'm overreacting, overstating my case? But those of you who listened for a long time know me better than that. Look, this is all coming out in the aftermath of tumbling poll numbers for Barack Obama, which in Hebrew means lightning from the sky, all right? He's a falling star. So he rallied the troops to run out and attempt to demagogue a populist issue in order to pump up his numbers, at least until he can get his assignment completed, and he's been assigned to transform America's economy from capitalism to socialism. His task is to give the final nudge that will push America finally, completely out from under God. That is what this is all about, my friend. Behind closed doors, and there has been no president in my memory who has done more of his business behind the closed doors than this phony who talked so much to us about how transparent he was going to be. But behind the closed doors, Obama and his cronies are explaining to the boys how they can legally work around all of this. Don't worry, you'll be fine, you know, and all that. Now, of course, the exception here is would be those executives who won't play ball with Obama's plan to shift this nation from a representative republic based on a free market economy to a communist dictatorship of the president's men and a controlled economy. Now those boys, well, they're going to get the Obama evil eye. For example, take this birth certificate issue. What a pebble in the shoe of Obama. What a mote in the grand evil eye of the great Obama. The great Obama. Now, he spent over $1.4 million to keep us from seeing his birth certificate. You know, aren't you liberals at least getting just a little bit curious? Come on. I mean, don't you want to take a peek? He has succeeded at intimidating every judge along the way so far into backing off, sometimes suddenly. He has greased a lot of palms. He has squeezed a lot of people. He's called a lot of favors. He has deceived a few into thinking it's just a witch hunt. He's cajoled others, but the matter continues to dog his heels. Everywhere he goes, there's a little voice out there that keeps saying, "Where's the birth certificate, Obama?" Folks, don't you agree that since it is a constitutional requirement to be a natural-born citizen in order to hold the office of president, that in any case where that question arises, it should be the responsibility of the candidate, or in this case, the sitting president, to lay to rest all suspicion and produce the proof? Of course. Now, I know you libs have a difficult time with common sense, but surely this one does not fly over your head. Surely. How about a little moment of truth? I know it's hard, but try. What would you say if Bush was still in office and the exact same evidence that calls into question Obama's citizenship was out there calling into question Bush's citizenship? Are you telling me you would not be howling for him to produce proof? Are you telling me Michael Moore wouldn't produce a little video or a movie? Would not the MSM, mostly stupid media, circulate a talking point that went something like, you know, all the president has to do to remove doubt about this is to produce his birth certificate. Why do you suppose he won't do it, John? Oh, I don't know. Seems simple enough. Surely he ought to do it, if for no other reason, Bob, than simply to lay to rest the rumors out there. Back to you. Well, whoever it is they throw it back to, but you get the point. What a joke. $1.4 million for what? To keep the people from seeing his birth certificate. What do you suppose is the reason he hides it? Let us see. Could it be because he has the words "not known" in the paternal section? Maybe it's because, oh my God in heaven, do you suppose he's actually Jewish? You did hear that Ahmadinejad is a Jew. Didn't you hear that? Yeah, the guy had a Jewish surname, at least, and his family had it changed. That's funny. Now, do you suppose, oh my, you know what that means? It means he might qualify to be the Antichrist after all. Or maybe it will show he's a Syrian Jew that was born in Tyre, Lebanon. What do you think? Oh, man. Hey, all you Obama is the Antichrist conspiracy mongers. How am I doing, Reed? I'll tell you what, if it turns out that the reason he is hiding his birth certificate from the whole wide world is because he is hiding the fact that actually he's a Syrian Jew whose homeland is Tyre in Lebanon, well, I'll take another look at all your arguments proving that Obama is the Antichrist. Well, good news. The Department of Justice, you know, Obama's Department of Injustice, how about you prosecute those characters that interfered with the right of Whitey to vote without intimidation and threats, huh? Anyway, Obama's high-powered and very expensive personal lawyers, together with the entire Department of Justice, could not convince one little United States federal district court judge to turn his eye away from the evidence that was staring him in the face. You'll be glad to know Judge David Carter, after hearing hours of argument, refused to summarily dismiss the case, as he was asked. Instead, he, quote, took the matter under submission, end quote. Now, this is a huge step in the right direction. Who does not see that nothing is more obvious than that President-elect Obama must be compelled to prove he is qualified according to the constitutional qualifications for holding his office? Now, they're trying to argue that no court has the right or power to rule in the matter, that the Constitution reserves that to the House and Senate under the 25th Amendment. However, since the Constitution clearly stipulates these conditions, if the man holding the office does not meet these conditions, well, then he is not legally the president, is he? And it is not in the power of the House and Senate to decide whether or not Obama is legitimately the president. Their rules of impeachment do not cover issues of constitutional qualification for obtaining the office. The courts rule on questions that arise about whether this or that action is constitutional. The Congress makes laws. The court examines them for their constitutionality. This is a constitutionality issue. Asking the court to examine the argument about the constitutionality of Obama holding the office is completely within the purview of the court. If the court demands Obama produce proof of his citizenship and Obama fails or refuses to do so, he should be held in contempt of court and charged like any other citizen would be charged. Who does this guy think he is? Oh, I forgot. He thinks he's the human manifestation of Zeus. Him and his evil eye. And his dedication of himself to the Antichrist spirit at the altar known in ancient Pergamos as the seat of Satan. Hey, devil man, have you come to destroy the saints before the time? How ironic. Now, here is what came out in this court hearing. The judge, David Carter, by the way, you pray for him. You know that every devil available to Beelzebub is all over this guy trying to weaken his resolve and buckle his knees to Satan. You pray for him. Anyway, the judge asked a couple of penetrating questions about this case before he took it under submission. First, did the United States senators question the eligibility of Mr. Obama? The USJF, that's the United States Justice Foundation, you know, sort of like God's answer to the ACLU, they provided testimony to the judge showing that, in fact, Senators Coburn and Shelby, along with a number of House representatives, had done so. The second question the judge asked is whether objections were made by members of Congress when the vote of the Electoral College was certified. And again, the USJF provided testimony that no, and listen to this, then-sitting Vice President Cheney had not performed his required duty of asking for objections, so there could have been none raised. It wasn't allowed. Isn't that interesting? So now we wait for the good judge to tell us whether he will buckle under the pressure of the Obama machine and bow at the Pergamon altar and dismiss this case, in which case the USJF will appeal the decision and push it higher up the ladder of justice, or whether the judge will stand for what is right and require the president to prove his constitutional eligibility for holding the office by the simple act of producing a legitimate, authentic birth certificate with corroborating evidence. This battle includes, by the way, discovery of his passport files, selective service files, school records, items that every president has been forthcoming to reveal. Even when information in those records proved somewhat embarrassing to a candidate. But B. Hussein Obama, well, this son of Zeus is the only president in our history who has been so secretive about so much of his personal life. So much for Mr. Transparency. He's transparent, all right. I can see right through him. He's the biggest liar to ever hold the office of president. All right. I'm going to take a short break, my friends. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment.
The Harry Potter rage and a growing number of young people involved in Wicca testify that paganism is becoming increasingly popular in America. One of the ways pagans appeal to the community for sympathy is by claiming to be a persecuted minority. Some claim that 9 million witches were killed by Christians during the Dark Ages. But here are the facts. First, honest pagans admit this number was fabricated by including the martyrdom of millions of Anabaptist Christians. Historians place the number between 40,000 and 100,000, and that's certainly a travesty. Which brings us to fact number two. The Christians who committed these atrocities were themselves a paganized version of Christianity. Anabaptists never participated in this outrageous behavior. Now for fact number three. Pagans failed to mention that it was pagans who persecuted the Christians, nailing them to crosses by the thousands and feeding them to the lions, for example. Just thought you'd like to know the facts. Courtesy of Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Benaravia Road in Santa Maria. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Shaibot's mind. If you've got a piece of Pastor's mind stuck in your throat, there's only one way to get it out. Call 888-770-8000 and give him as big a piece of your own mind as you can find. Call 888-770-8000 and don't worry, Pastor Shaibot can take it. Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message during the break. Your brain massage will continue in just a moment.
Is going to church for you like walking on a treadmill? You keep going and going and getting nowhere? Have you and your family really grown closer to the Lord Jesus? Are you being challenged to grow in His grace? Or are you allowed to hide your lack of spiritual growth under the cover of so-called grace? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, guiding families through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach with our 15-second brain massage on Bible prophecy. Does a peace treaty in the Middle East mark the beginning of the tribulation? No. According to the Bible, there will be a false peace in the Middle East long before the tribulation begins. Don't be fooled. Join my class and learn the truth.
Popular radio talk show host, college professor, writer, and pastor Jerry Scheibach is offering his patented brain massage on Bible prophecy at the Lighthouse. Pastors and missionaries have consulted Pastor Scheibach on questions of Bible prophecy for many years. Recently, a group of pastors have asked him to prepare a workshop on biblical prophecy because of his well-known expertise on the subject. His written work is in peer review in preparation for publication. You can receive this valuable instruction from the professor Sunday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Lighthouse, located at 1310 West Betteravia Road in Santa Maria. If you can't attend the class, you may enroll in the radio prophecy class, and you can even take the course online. Call 347-9887 for more information about this exciting opportunity. Warning: the brain massage show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach, spokesperson for God, your brain masseur, and I'm ready to complete your brain massage. By the way, I did a complete show yesterday on the question, is Obama the Antichrist? Many have expressed an interest and concern in that matter. If you want a copy of that show, call me at 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And as for a free copy, we'll send it out to you. Or you can go to our website, santamarialighthouse.org, and you can download it from the home page. Download show number, or brain massage, show number 226. Today's show is show number 227, if you want that one. Okay, folks, Monday, October 5, 2009, Judge David Carter heard arguments from the Obama defense team and his Department of Justice, Holder et al., arguing that Obama should not be required to present his birth certificate to show that he is qualified to hold the office of president. Well, USJF, that's the United States Justice Foundation, God's answer to the ACLU, presented the other side of the argument, and Judge David Carter took the matter under submission, which means he is deliberating the arguments and will announce a decision soon. We suspect any day now. If he rules in favor of the motion to dismiss the case, which of course was made by the DOJ and Obama's high-paid, $1.4 million so far, high-powered lawyers, then the USJF will appeal, and on we go to the next round. If he rules in favor of hearing the case, well then, the USJF will file motions to subpoena his birth certificate and other corroborating documents to verify that he is or is not a United States citizen by natural birth. If he is unable or unwilling to show the proof, well, then the judge will rule him unqualified to hold the office, and it will then very likely go to the House and Senate for impeachment proceedings, unless the president alleged then resigns. Or it may be the case that this will just automatically disqualify him and he'll be out. And then I guess we've got Biden to deal with. Oh, well. Anything has got to be better than this. And that's going to create the biggest brouhaha this nation has ever seen. My friend, the Constitution is really being challenged right here. This is a constitutional crisis, if you will. Will we be a people ruled by our Constitution? Are we going to be a people ruled by men? You know, when this first came up, it was only a matter of curiosity to me. I mean, at the very first. And my immediate reaction was, well, yeah, you know, show us the cert, man. I fully expected he would. that there would be some relatively minor but personally embarrassing issue behind his reluctance to do so, and that would, as they say, be that. However, it wasn't long before I began to see that this meant a whole lot more to him than really it should. He attempted to trick everybody with an obviously fake certificate. He attempted to pass one off that was doctored, and another one that wasn't really a birth certificate. A certification of live birth, which isn't the same thing, doesn't identify the place of birth. I don't have time to go back into all this again here, but those of you who think Obama has already shown his birth certificate, well, you'd better think again, because that is not what has happened. What has happened is he has hired lawyers to chase down every effort to make him do so and to press specious legal arguments to keep his cert from being made public. Hawaii, where the certification is supposed to be kept, will not release his actual certification without Obama's permission. I mean, this has gotten so weird, but really not any more weird than Obama giving his acceptance speech on a stage that was a replica of the Pergamos altar to Zeus. You know, from Pergamos, where the Bible says Satan's seat is, or his throne, or was. And most think it's in Rome now. Physically, if it's the Pergamos altar, well, it's in Berlin. Anyway, my primary concern about this continues to be the fact that it provides yet another example of this administration's lack of regard for our Constitution and for our American heritage and traditional values. Well, let's hope the judge will stand on the side of the constitutional form of government and require Obama to prove he is qualified to hold the office. I'm getting tired of all this, aren't you? I mean, this really is getting to me. I'm watching these Lib Dems dismantle America piece by piece. They have made a mockery of representative government. The clowns don't even bother to read and insist that they are given the time necessary and the information necessary and sufficient to understand these laws before they throw them onto our backs. Please teach your kids to pay attention to what these guys are doing. Every bill they write is a double whammy. First, it's a bill, all right, and the bill is inevitably borrowed money, especially nowadays, and that is going to mount more and more debt on the backs of our kids and our grandkids. I mean, until the government just goes bust. Is that what they want? And we become a dependent nation, a debt. We're already a debtor nation, and the debtor is servant to the lender. Think about this. God help us. We already are. Maybe these weasels are trying to bankrupt America in order to get out from under the load of foreign debt we're carrying right now. Oh, my, what scoundrels. So they've made a mockery out of representative government. You know that old-fashioned idea that we send somebody up there to be our eyes and ears, to watch and report back to us on what's going on up there? Our representatives must read these bills, and they must understand them, and they must help us understand them before they vote on them and make them laws upon our backs. Because that's the next thing about every bill that you must remember. Now listen, every bill comes with additional burden on the budget, which means additional burden on the taxpayer in terms of financial obligation. And second, every bill contains laws that in one way or another restrict more and more of our rights. Friend, laws are important, but you've got to understand something about laws. Yes, they're necessary, but they always cost a little bit of liberty, sometimes a lot of liberty. Don't you understand that every law comes at the expense of our budget and our liberty? Now, some laws are necessary, even desirable, but the concept of representative government is that we ought to be fully informed before we are obligated by these yahoos financially and obligated by them to yield up more of our liberty. And on top of that, understand that there are some liberties they cannot take away. Though they're trying. Now, some of these are stipulated in our Bill of Rights and the rest of the amendments of the Constitution. They have all but destroyed the concept of representative government when they drop a 1,000-plus page bill on the desks of our representatives, only 2 days before they're supposed to vote? When they drop a 400-page-plus bill on their desk at 3 a.m. the day they're supposed to vote on it? This is a travesty. It is not enough for these people that they have to tear down our traditional mores that have defined our culture and protected us, by the way, protected us from AIDS and STDs and taxpayer-funded sex change operations and today's epidemic of fatherless children and so-called unwanted babies along with the atrocity of abortion. It is not enough that these scoundrels want to destroy our traditional American values. Well, they also want to destroy our system of representative government. God help us. They want to run us like we're their slaves. They want to make laws and throw them on our backs like we're nothing to them, but the great unwashed who need them to take care of us. Well, we better get their attention fast, friends, or we've had it for sure. Those yahoos work for us. If you want them to pass laws they have not read, well, then they're doing their job okay, I guess. If you want them making deals behind closed doors without being accountable to the people, well, then you've got the government you want, I guess. If you like the idea that a president can arrogantly presume he is above the law and above providing legitimate proof about his qualifications to hold an office, well, then I guess you've got the government you want. But it is not the America I know. It's not the America I grew up in. It's not the America of our founders. It's not the America millions of Americans shed their life's blood to protect. It's not the America I want to leave to my children. But it is Obama's version of America. Folks, it's time to call in and give me a piece of your mind to chew on. Call 1-888-770-8000. It is toll free, and the number is 1-888-770-8000. You can email me through our website, santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the Contact Us link in the menu on the right. Type as long a message as you like. When you get to that form, choose lights on or lights off, and then let me know what you think. Or you can call me again at toll-free 1-888-770-8000. Give me lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. And just leave me as large a piece of your mind as you can afford to let go of. Oh, my friends, God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach with our 15-second brain massage on Bible prophecy. Does a peace treaty in the Middle East mark the beginning of the tribulation? No. According to the Bible, there will be a false peace in the Middle East long before the tribulation begins. Don't be fooled. Join my class and learn the truth.
Popular radio talk show host, college professor, writer, and pastor Jerry Scheidbach is offering his patented brain massage on Bible prophecy at the Lighthouse. Pastors and missionaries have consulted Pastor Scheidbach on questions of Bible prophecy for many years. Recently, a group of pastors have asked him to prepare a workshop on biblical prophecy because of his well-known expertise on the subject. His written work is in peer review in preparation for publication. You can receive this valuable instruction from the professor Sunday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Lighthouse, located at 1310 West Betterabia Road in Santa Maria. If you can't attend the class, you may enroll in the radio prophecy class, and you can even take the course online. Call 347-9887 for more information about this exciting opportunity.
Baptists have left a trail of blood across the pages of history, and that blood was their own. Baptists have paid dearly for their refusal to compromise on the firm commitment to the divine right of every person to believe and speak according to the dictates of their own conscience. Long before the Reformation, Baptists refused to accept the Pope as the head of the church, rejected infant baptisms, and refused to use images or to worship Mary. For this, millions were martyred during the Dark Ages, and later during the early colonial period in America, Baptists were cast in prison and harassed by the Protestant churches. Indeed, America owes a great debt to the Baptists for our traditions of religious liberty and free speech in this country. We identify with the heroic heritage of steadfast faithfulness to the Word of God, and that is why the word Baptist is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church on West Betterabia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the Lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Want some more? Your Brain Masseur offers two weekend brain massage shows. Tune in for a complete brain massage experience Saturdays at 7:30 and a whole new show on Sundays at 7 a.m.